I got to talk about Dan. I got a million questions for Dan.
Okay, we're going to start the show.
Okay.
Dubfod goes hard.
I love to wave at boats. I fucking love it. You know, I'm like salt of the, I'm a guy that looks like life is taking a bite out of me. And I'm fucking waving to these pricks. These rich pricks. I don't wave at barges or ramshackle vessels that are used to escape the law. I wave at pleasure crafts. I put the pressure on the 1% because they don't want to wave back. They don't want to wave back. But I represent the working class. My father said to me at a young age, he said, "You wave at boats."
Internet radio program. I am Mike. I'm joined by my good friend Drunkard STL on the Twitters. Hello, Drunk.
What up?
And Matt is here as well. Matt, I hope you're well, Matt. Are you doing okay?
Hi.
You doing good?
I'm doing well,
everything's
buddy.
Good. And guys,
everything's good.
No Travis this week, but we are joined by a very special guest. On video, Matt, I can't take my eyes off the man. He's svelte.
God damn it, you can't take your eyes off the man.
He looks like a completely different person. Oh, we've been commenting for weeks. That's not Dan, because he changed
his... Oh, I thought you were talking about Eddie Pepitone.
Dan, after the break, we will be talking to comedian Eddie Pepitone. He has a special on Amazon Prime. It's called For the Masses.
All right, guys.
Dan Furnicase from the Furnicast is here, Matt.
What happened to Dan's background? He was just like, there was a white, clear wall behind him, and then he disconnected for, I'm talking, 4.7 seconds, and then he plugged himself back in. There's a bookcase. What happened?
Drunk. See, I've been talking on Skype with Dan Furnicase for like...
6 years, 7 years, 10 years.
Pretty long time. Yep. Motherfucker has never turned his video on once, Drunk. Yeah.
That's not true. We used to do, when we did the DMM show, that was all video.
And all of a sudden, Dan's like, you know what? I'm turning this video on.
Well, he's sexy Dan now.
Well, I didn't have my webcam out before then, but now that I've been doing many cams shows, it's out.
Fucking Dan.
It's not the only thing that's out either, ladies. My many cams link.
Look at that asshole.
So,
yeah,
Dan.
That's what we call it in the business. We call it a gape.
Dan, did you eat better? Did you exercise? What's your secret, Dan?
Yes,
tell us.
I did. I ate differently, not as much.
Dan, I hate to make a bunch of shit during a audio program that people won't get. But is there any way that you could put that little top hat on behind you? There's a little top hat on, Dan.
Little tiny top. It's not actually a small top hat, Mike. It's just further away from the camera. It's a regular size.
It's a normal size top hat? It looks so little,
yeah,
Dan.
It's a normal size.
Well, you know, Eddie lives in Wyoming, so he's got to have a cowboy hat, too. So.
Yeah, that's just state law. Yeah. I have to.
Right.
He has to have that in his possession.
There's a banjo back there, too. He's going to get the top hat.
Look at
and he's got the cowboy hat.
Skinny ass motherfucker, Matt. You believe this shit?
I do, actually. I do because I see it.
Oh, yeah.
Looks like he's ready for a night out on the town.
That's a good look, Dan.
That is a good look.
Yeah. It's not bad. I mean, it doesn't fit right with the headphones on.
Dan, why do you move around so much? Like, you can't stop moving. You are, like, twitching and moving, and the mic is moving, and the stand is moving. The entire...
I haven't done this for a long time, Matt, and I'm just a little antsy.
It's called, okay. It's called right. Cocaine. Right. Cocaine.
I didn't want
also,
you
to... Yeah, speed.
lots and lots of blow.
There's the cowboy hat.
That's for the cam shows, obviously.
The cowboy hat is definitely a winner.
Right, Dan? That's for the cam shows right there?
Yeah, yeah.
Guys, speaking of haven't done this in a while, Drunk's been gone for, like 3 or 4 weeks?
3 weeks, yeah.
Matt, I imagine that Drunk probably has, like, a whole bunch of really good stories about his life.
Yeah.
In the time that he's been away. I bet he's had some life experiences.
I bet he's acquired some dressers.
That he would like to
I've not acquired dressers.
Have you gotten rid of any dressers and prepared for your big move?
I've gotten rid of one dresser and one bed.
Got rid of a bed?
I got rid of a bed.
Yeah. So what's that process like? How did you get rid of it? Was it a Craigslist meet in the parking lot and dump it off? Or did
it was
you,
one of my lady's old co-workers.
Okay.
Just happened to bring up the fact that they were looking for a bed, and we're like, "Hey, I actually got one to sell for you." So
now, why do you just have extra beds?
Bed, and she's not concerned that you know it's got some drunk juice on it.
No,
maybe a little.
Her concerns about drunk juice died a long time ago.
Let's just say me and my lady are very
juicy.
You wrap it up.
Mattress snobs, if you will.
Weird. What you call loose with the juice.
Right.
Do you put the plastic on it?
Isn't giving up that juice
so
do you have rubber sheets, Drunk?
I don't have rubber sheets, but around my mattress I have what they call
oh, God. I can't.
Total...
This is about to go somewhere.
It's called a total encasement that completely zips around your mattress.
Okay.
And then I also have like three, what they call five-sided mattress protectors on my mattress.
You have three mattress protectors on each mattress?
He's got a mattress con.
So how did you come to three? Okay, you have one, and you're like, you know, that might not be enough, so you put another one on it. And then you said, that might not. Why would you need three mattress protectors?
Well, that way you can take the one off and put it in the wash machine, and you'll still be good.
So why would a mattress protector need to be washed? Isn't it plastic? Am I?
It's not, no.
Mike.
What is it?
Why three? Why is it that you wash one? And then there's the second one, but you need a third one.
So is this a fitted sheet that he's describing, Matt? Is he just talking about a fitted sheet?
One of them completely zips around him. And
the man is a mattress expert. He lives and breathes mattresses. I think he knows what he's doing.
Right. When you're right, you're right.
The other two they look like fitted sheets, but they're not fitted sheets. You wouldn't want to sleep on them.
So then there is a fitted. Wait, you are sleeping on them.
I'm not. You still want your fitted sheet over the protector?
Oh, okay, right. So there's three protectors and then a fitted sheet.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah,
Matt, that makes sense, right?
Something that sits
this mattress that I sold was 3 years old. It looks like it just came out the box.
Like, yeah, but I mean, like the wear and tear on a mattress isn't necessarily like you're rubbing your butt on it. It's from like you know the springs getting old, right?
Well,
there was no spring. There's no springs in this bed.
Oh, it's a water bed.
It's not a water bed.
Oh,
it's a. Yeah, Matt. It was a Tempur-Pedic. It was what it was.
Ooh-hoo-hoo.
And so,
one of the higher dollar.
What do you get for this resale? Yeah. I mean, like as well as it's taken care of. I imagine you could probably sell it for close to what you paid for it, right? Because it's so well maintained.
More if you don't wash it.
And did you give them all of the protectors, or did you
just
keep those?
I just gave them the one that zips around it.
Oh, so you kept two of them for your next mattress?
Well, I have way more than just the two. They're just not.
He's got so many mattress protectors.
Drunk. Right now in your home, how many mattress protectors do you have?
Hold on. Can I guess how many? Can I take a guess?
Write it on a piece of paper, and then when he reveals it, tell us what it is.
Don't say anything.
Dan,
say anything.
You guess, too. How many
Nobody
mattress protectors does Drunk have in his home?
Yeah, hold on. I'm going to open up an app here.
Did we lose
Dan? Type the number. And I've typed the number into my...
Give me a scientific calculator.
That's what I've done.
Are you counting in your head, Drunk? I imagine you have them, stowed in dressers. You have them in closets.
I was just going to throw out a...
Yeah?
The number I was going to say is over 20.
Okay.
You have over 20
mattress covers
in your home.
I'm putting it up here right now. I wrote down, what's that number?
28. Matt, if you have 28 in your house, then having three on your mattress isn't really that crazy. Because, I mean, what else do you get? It's storage at that point.
Well,
you might as well just
put
them on there.
Me and the lady converted from the king-size mattress to the dual twin extra longs. So...
Mm. God damn.
That's a meaty mattress.
So, you know, both of our adjustable bases can move independent of each other. Because she likes to sleep a lot higher than I do. So
I could talk to Drunk about mattresses. I like hours of Drunk talking about mattresses.
Let me know, because, I mean, like, as far as the focus of the show, Matt, it's pretty much just Cameo, Drunk's furniture situation,
yep.
And, like... Who said something stupid on social media this week?
Well,
those are the three,
add,
right?
Add Sexy Dan to the list.
The big three. Yeah, I think we're probably going to be talking about Sexy Dan for a while.
Let's look at this, man. Like, all right, so you changed your diet. You just ate less?
So I've always done pretty well on like a low carb type of thing. So I just did that. And the kids are calling it keto now, but
right.
It's
That's
nothing
what they call
new.
It.
Strictly bison. He only eats bison, though.
Is keto the thing where you just eat red meat?
No.
No, that's carnivore.
Oh.
Keto is carb, like a very, very low carb diet. You're obviously eating a lot of meats, vegetables that are, you know, kind of no carbs in the vegetables and stuff like that.
Yeah,
the goal is to reach ketosis.
Ketosis.
I went to my primary care doctor today, and he said that 2 years ago I had really high triglycerides, whatever the fuck that is, and that I shouldn't eat anything white.
White.
Super racist.
That's what he said. He said, don't eat anything white.
Like pork?
And then he said, so what we're going to do is...
What about cauliflower, doctor?
Yeah.
You come back in 4 months and a week before do a blood test and I didn't do it. He was going off my data from 2 years ago, but I got to come back in 4 months and actually do it to update.
What about the white Airheads? Because that's the best flavor of white.
Did he mean like in color, or did he mean like sauerkraut and things like no boiled beef?
Well, he said anything white, that's all the good stuff, like pasta and bread and sugar. And
your doctor's an idiot.
Pretty much anything white.
Can you do me a favor? Can you eat only white things until you go to this follow-up visit?
Matt, I do have good news. He did also tell me that he's been watching a lot of the BBC, and they say that Corona is going to be over in like 6 months. So
nice.
Right,
they do a lot better job of containing their shit in, you know, that part of the world. So.
Yeah, well.
They don't even have rabies in England. It's an island. It's way easier to contain.
They don't have rabies?
No.
Dan, we need to send some rabid shit over there. Fuck them. Why did they get to not have rabies?
If you take an animal over there, it has to go into quarantine for like a month or something like
that. Is that the thing with Johnny Depp's dog?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were like, fuck, you can't bring dogs here because they might be
rabid. Wasn't that Australia?
I don't know where it was. Who cares?
So
not me.
I got a question for you, Dan. I'm watching the news this morning before I went to work, right? And they're saying, you know, the whole West Coast is on fire and that you can see the smoke in New York City. And I'm like, I live in the middle of the country. I don't see no smoke. You live closer to the West Coast than we do. Do you see smoke?
It's smoky as fuck here.
Is it?
I can't even see like the foothills that are just a few miles away from my house, let alone the mountains. It's like, yeah, it's super smoky here.
Is it smog?
It's just like smoke from wildfires, like, right?
Is
Wyoming on fire too, or
small parts of Wyoming? When the sun is up, it looks like the sun is going down. Like you can look directly at the sun and not, it doesn't hurt your eyes at all. It's just like a very, very pale orange.
Huh.
It's pretty weird. And yeah, it's just super hazy. Have you noticed anything like that here?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
But I'm way further north than you guys are. I don't think you're in. I saw a map of all the areas that were affected by the smoke, and I don't think you're in.
It's more northern.
Yeah, yeah.
Gotcha.
I'm affected by it because I was actually, funny, kind of crazy story, but I was born in California. And almost like I was there. Like, honestly, if I was born today, I would be right there.
Right, right.
It's really tough on me.
Are you doing okay? Are you okay, Matt?
If I was born right now, I'd be an infant during this whole process, and it would be harder to deal with it as an infant.
I mean, you could be displaced by fire, hypothetically. If you had been born yesterday, you would be, like, in a hospital not knowing
who happened. I'd be born in fire.
I feel, that's terrible.
Yeah.
But you weren't born yesterday, Matt. You were born like a really long time ago.
No, I know. But if I was born yesterday, but it's the mental torture. Which is where I was born.
It's the mental torture.
Yeah. Can I Venmo you some money to help out with this?
Yeah, or? let's get a Kickstarter or like a GoFundMe together, just to the displacement funds.
And that'll make me feel better for starting the fire.
Hashtag
So is it true this got started by like a gender reveal or something like that?
Yeah, they did not say what the gender was, but somebody. Dan, you didn't do gender reveal.
That was
parties,
the revelation was that it had a gender.
Did you
just decided to commit to a gender?
Did you just like get a phone call and they're like, "Hey, Dan, I know you're busy out there on the oil field, but we're having a girl." And okay, thanks for letting me know.
We're gonna dye the oil pink.
So we did a really small gender reveal at our Christmas party for my daughter, but it was just like a Christmas tree with pink lights on it. We didn't need to involve
the tree
like
and
explosives.
The lights were pink.
We didn't have to bring in the guy that does the Rammstein shows to do this gender reveal.
That's a fairly newfangled thing, isn't it?
Dude,
the gender reveal.
The Blue Man Group could be making so much money off this gender reveal.
As long as you're
business.
Having, all the boy children.
Yeah, that's like 50% of the gender reveals.
The gender reveals used to be just kind of like lighthearted and sort of.
So
it's gotten really aggressive.
You know, my parents, they're old school. They didn't find out for any of us. So the gender reveal was. When the doctor told them what it was.
I'm sorry. This one was stillborn. Dang it. Wah, wah. But it's almost like, remember when that Chris Brown wedding video entrance thing came in and then everybody had to do some extravagant entrance to their wedding every single time? And because everybody had to go viral for their dumb wedding.
Oh yeah,
right.
It's now I think that's everybody's trying to outdo the last great gender reveal.
Well, that's kind of what weddings got to be, isn't it? Like everybody wanted their wedding to be better than all the shitty weddings that they've been to, and so it just got bigger and bigger and bigger.
You know, a great way to have a good wedding is just to not have a fucking wedding.
I agree.
Go to a justice of the peace. I think it costs like $200 to get a marriage license. Do that and then take all the money that you were going to waste on impressing a bunch of people that you don't really like in the first place.
Your,
and go
your
on
parents,
a nice vacation,
friends.
Or use it as a down payment on a house or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I did, Dan.
Yep.
We just had a barbecue at the house.
And then if somebody is like, oh, I guess I wasn't invited, you're like, yeah, no shit.
Nobody was.
I'd have to invite 400 fucking people, right. Which I did. And it sucked. I'm speaking from experience. Actually, I had a really fun wedding.
Now, I say that, but I love going to weddings. It's one of my favorite things.
So there are some rules for a good wedding.
Nothing better than an open bar.
If you're going to have a wedding, you have to have an open bar for people.
Thank you. Yes. Yes.
Mandatory.
Open bar has to happen. My
cash bar.
I told my lady it has to be open bar. She's like, oh, top shelf only. And I said, all right, at least we're on the same page.
And I'm okay. I'm not okay with the cash bar. I'm okay with a paid bar if you get the happy hour. Give me a fucking happy hour right up front where I can slam as many fucking drinks as possible. But give me a happy hour.
Does the couple get a cut of cash bar?
No, yeah. They have to pay. Yeah.
They pay ridiculous amounts of money to have any of it. So
they pay money and then they don't
just rape your wallet.
Right. Oh, hold on. Is this an open bar for what is it? A 6-year-old birthday party? Okay, yeah. No, that we'll do that for free. Wedding? Oh, $90,000.
Matt, yes. If I have a gumball machine and I put my gumball machine at the entrance to a convenience store, mm-hmm. and people put quarters in the gumball machine, when I come to empty out that gumball machine, the person who I put the gumball machine in their store is going to want like 20% of my gumball.
No, that's not
money.
How any of that works. We have, where I work, we have two vending machines.
I'm the same way.
We don't get a cut of that.
We don't get any of that money.
They come in and they collect all of their money for the vending machines and they roll out. We don't get a cut.
You get a cut of it because it's at your place.
Same way at my job.
And not only do you not get a cut of it, you have to pay whoever is serving. Because you have to have a licensed somebody with a liquor license serving the alcohol.
Right.
No. My work has vending machines, and the vending machine company pays my work because that's the money that we use for like Christmas parties and stuff.
No, I don't think that's true.
We don't get any of that money.
No, that's stupid.
Unless they fund their own vending machine.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, if they own the vending machines or they buy the shit that
goes into
the vending
machines. You're renting retail space. You're all wrong.
I'm sorry.
Well, I understand the theory behind what you're saying. Wedding?
What?
Have you ever been to a dry wedding with, like, no alcohol at all?
I have, absolutely. The worst thing in the world.
It's the fucking worst. It's like going to a middle school dance. Everybody stands there awkwardly and you listen to shitty music and it is the most uncomfortable.
If somebody invited me to a dry wedding, I would immediately unfriend them in every capacity.
Well, you know, that's
the worst thing is like you don't even know it's going to be a dry wedding until you go there.
Yeah.
Like a buddy from college that used to be super, drinky Magoo, and then he's getting married to some hoity toity nice girl. And she won't let him drink, and she, it sucks because you have to like go out to your car and drink the warm Milwaukee's best that you have in the trunk.
Just pounding the Rumplemans that you got, just bow.
Yeah, right.
Guys, what we need to do? We're gonna take a break. When we come back, we're gonna talk to Eddie Pepitone. He has a new special. Wow. It's on Amazon Prime. It's called For the Masses.
I'm a huge fan.
God, I wonder if we'll talk about his Wikipedia page.
It'd probably come up, Matt. I would
you
guess.
Think so?
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, we
God,
have.
Wouldn't
the power
it be funny
to...
if Dan edited it? Like,
what? How do you even do that?
That'd be ridiculous.
Matt, I hate when you fuck with the timeline. I hate it. And you do it on purpose because you know I hate it.
Know what you're talking about. I feel like now you're fucking with the timeline.
You know what would be funny is if Matt said something to fuck with the timeline purposely after the fact to annoy Mike because he knew that Mike hated it.
Fuck me, Zach Morris.
WFOP! The wind in my face, flying so high. The world is so small when you're up in the sky. shit on everything, everyone, all the world would be my toilet if I was a bird. I'd shit on all your things. Nothing would be safe from my aerial poops. I used to get mad, but how can you get mad when you do the same? I'd shit on everything from my perch up high. I'd seek out new cars, smug pricks. I'd seek out old men, fresh paint, little girls, crappy bands, Ethan Hawke. I don't like his face. If I was a bird, I'd shit on everything, everyone, all the world would be my toilet. If I was a bird, I'd shit on all your things. Nothing would be safe from my aerial poops.
Pretty well adjusted now. You know, I'm on 200 milligrams of Zoloft, and it does nothing. It does nothing. I just like the taste. I love how they taste. I crush them up, I put them on cereal. I eat them. Watching the end of days. And we're in them.
Once again, WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Welcome back. Our guest tonight is a stand-up comedian whose new special, For the Masses, is available now on Amazon Prime. The great Eddie Pepitone is on the program. Eddie, the special, I've watched it three times now. In fact, the second wow. time I watched it, I just started it again and watched it straight through again. And it's great, Eddie. The special, and... I was fairly unfamiliar with you, and so I started at this. I guess you have like a 40-something year career that I learned about 3 weeks ago, Eddie. So
yeah,
I've been working my way back.
It's been a choppy career in the sense that, like, it hasn't been like this straight trajectory. You know what I mean? It's been like me slugging it out. You know, like, what do they call it in sports? Like grinding it out, you know? But I've stuck to my guns, you know, as far as being a comedian. I've just kept performing. And, you know, I started receiving some really nice recognition about 2012. But I had been doing a bunch of TV, you know,
The phrase that I hear commonly associated with you is you're a comics comic. Do you like that or is that irritating?
I like that I am considered, you know, a comics comic, but, you know, it's not the best thing you can do.
You'd rather be a whole lot of people's comic, right?
Yeah, the comics comic exactly. Doesn't really pay as good as the people's comic.
Rather be considered That's the richest right. comic alive.
But then again, you know, being the everybody's people's comic has its downside, right? Like, let's take Jim Gaffigan, who I love, right? Jim recently, you know, said some earth shaking things about Trump. I mean, to me, that was so hilarious that he said something like, I think he said he's a dishonest guy. And he had all these fans jump on him.
Guy really scribbled outside the lines, didn't he, to say that Trump is dishonest.
Fun facts about you on your Wikipedia page. I don't know, Eddie, if you've ever taken a look at your Wikipedia page, but
I usually read it before I go to bed.
Under personal life, it's very short. It says Pepitone is a vegan. Pepitone is famously best friends for Matt Oswalt, the younger brother of Patton Oswalt. That's it. Those are the only two personal life facts for Eddie
That's
Pepitone on his Wikipedia.
That's all I do is eat grains and talk to Matt Oswalt.
I won't tell you which one, Matt, but I'm pretty sure that one of those is only half true.
For a Matt Oswalt update.
Actually, I haven't talked to him in a while.
Oh, God.
I've been eating so much vegan food. Now, Matt, you know what's funny is, Wikipedia is actually pretty cool, but I understand, let's say you want to do the, screw around with Lord Nelson. You know, he was a British commander. You know, you just go on Wikipedia and start making up things about Lord Nelson. Like, Lord Nelson was ironically, afraid of the ocean. You know what I mean? Can you do stuff like that?
I don't know. Do you think they eventually come for you and tell you, hey, we see what you're doing. You better knock it off. Like, can you get kicked off of being a Wikipedia editor?
That would be funny if a Wikipedia van pulled up and it says Wikipedia on the side of the van and just guys in like all black
say,
come to the door.
Look, man, you know, the spirit of this thing, we get it, but you can't go saying that people are afraid of water when they're not afraid of water. I mean, it's fine to say that somebody's friends with Patton Oswalt's brother. That's fine. And it's
why
true.
It's like, all right, sir, let's get in the van.
Can we add an extra quote to that? It's like best friends with Matt Oswalt, but mortal enemies with Patton Oswalt.
No. I love Patton.
I just logged in here. I'm going to edit it to say that you invented the term cornholing. Are we cool with that?
Thumbs up, Dan.
Oh, man.
And then we'll see if I get suspended, I guess.
If they come and get you.
But also, Eddie was one of the first people to crop his photos.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I mean, just to keep him guessing, you know, it's like two diametrically opposed things.
Eddie, I did have a question about the special. did you get a glimpse of the future in some way? Because like, and we had Todd Glass on a couple of weeks ago, and man, Todd Glass just cannot stop talking about you, Eddie. Todd Glass just he came on to talk about you.
Talking to Matt Oswalt. Whenever I'm not talking to Matt Oswalt, I try to talk to Todd Glass. And you know, me and Todd are like comedy brethren. You know, like we really get each other, and we love heckling each other. By the way, if you know, when there was live performing. But did I see into the future? Are you talking about, because I'm always talking about a dystopian future. And, you know, it's so funny, after this pandemic hit, I had many, friends like texting me or calling me or whatever, saying, hey, you must be very happy now. because
you know, your grim view of the world has in a way come true.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, it goes beyond that though, Eddie. I mean, like your nagging wife character yells, don't forget your mask. Why?
Oh my God. I can't believe that somebody pointed that out to me, you know?
Eddie, it's weird. Yeah. You listen to this special and you think he had to know what was coming, or have you just always?
I think that's one reason it's done really well, or is doing really well, is that it's kind of captured the zeitgeist. You know, like it kind of captured, you know, an element, if not, you know, the whole thing of what we're going through. And I attribute it to the fact that I have always felt a foreboding sense of doom. I've always felt that. I don't know if it's growing up, you know, in a crazy kind of dysfunctional household. My dad, Sicilian, he had operatic rage. And I always kind of felt like, oh, shit. You know, things are going down any second. And I've always kind of put that in my comedy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But now that things are down, do you think that they're going to go even more down?
Yeah.
What happens now?
Yes. By the way, yes. Yes, they will be. These are the good old days. Oh. I'll tell you, what's really going to be horrible is the economic backlash of this pandemic. I don't think, you know, also the climate breakdown that's happening. I mean, I'm out here on the West Coast and, you know, I've had to wear a mask the last few, I mean, masks just to step outside. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's really smoky here. And, you know, it feels like I've always had this foreboding sense, but now it's really like literally right around me. So I think things are going to get, they have to, like, climate wise. Are you guys hopeful about a vaccine? I don't know, you know.
Eddie, we're actually flat earthers, so talking to us about vaccines and stuff like that's not really an important part.
Oh, yeah. Where are you guys based?
We're all over the place, Eddie. I'm in St. Louis. Matt's in Matt, where are you?
New Hampshire.
Dan's in Wisconsin.
Oh, New Hampshire.
Dan's in Wyoming. Travis is in Wisconsin.
Did you say Wisconsin? Jesus.
Well, Travis is in Wisconsin. I'm sorry. You're filling in for Travis. Sorry.
So yeah. I'm just, my names have been switched.
Danny P Pants.
So are you anywhere near the stuff that's on fire, Eddie, or are you out of the way of all that?
We're pretty close. We're pretty close. We're not that close, but
keep a go bag at the foot of your bed close, or just
in my go bag is just a pair and a gun. That's my go bag.
Is the pair rotten by now?
It's not doing well.
Yeah. Okay.
I have to replace it. It's a Bosch. A Bosch.
Guys, I don't want to interrupt, but those changes to your Wikipedia page are live now, Eddie.
Nice. I got to check
oh,
that
no.
out.
Pepitone legendarily coined the term cornhole to refer to anal sex, and Mr. Pepitone was the first individual to crop himself in a digital photo.
Where's that? Is that career or is that
That's personal life?
Personal. Oh, personal life. Good. That's below the Matt Oswald stuff, right?
There it is.
I'm almost positive. Oh no, it really is up there.
Dan,
oh,
please be sure to cite this interview eventually
Eddie,
as the source
thing,
of.
You know, Dan does not fuck around with Wikipedia edits.
Should I cite this? Because there's no citation on either of those facts. Should I cite this interview as
yes, the absolutely. Citation? Right, so that people know it's legit. We talked to Eddie about this, and he confirmed it all.
I just hope that this doesn't affect my legacy. I'm very, very concerned with my legacy.
So
I mean, I want to be known as a prophet of doom, and
we can make that happen.
You know, I don't want the cornholing thing to really kind of ruin that.
Well, I mean, cornhole is a big phrase, and apparently you coined it. That's
true.
Pretty good.
That's true.
As far as like being a creative in this space, and kind of being forced out of your comfort zone to do other things, has that been a good I imagine that it's probably great to just, you know, be a stand-up comedian and do your stand-up comedy, but now that you can't, has it been kind of freeing to like find new ways to exist? Does that make sense?
I hear what you're saying. What does my Wikipedia page say about that? I'm kidding.
What do you want to say?
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, what are you going to do, right? I recently did my first show. I took my, you know, you feel like, especially, you know, I'm in a high risk group category. You know, I'm older. I really feel like I'm taking my life in my hands when I go out. And I did a show at a little league baseball field, you know, outdoors. The organizer of this show, like, assured me that everything was going to be, you know, tip top, you know, we were going to be safe. But I got there and there were no sanitized mics. You know what I mean? people were far away from the stage. But at the end, you know, there were a lot of people who were kind of sloppy. You know, they were drinking. And at the end, they're like, Eddie, you know. How the masses run up to me and are like, Eddie, please, you lifted me out of this horrific morass that I've been in. I just want to touch you. You know what I mean?
Oh no.
And I'm like, But so I did actually, you know, I've been doing all these Zoom comedy shows, which are very strange, but I've actually been getting used to them a little because I was able to do crowd work it was just the most bizarre experience, like doing crowd work on a Zoom show where you scroll and see people in their apartments, and it was one of these shows where they could talk and you could talk to them, and it's just like roasting people in their apartments, you know,
you can make fun of the stuff in their living rooms and stuff.
And with what's in their environment, you know, it seems like everybody is so vulnerable right now. Like they're just sitting there watching you and you're like, hey, so Matt, what the hell is that by your foot? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like just, it's silly. And it was pretty funny. So most comics just bitch about the Zoom stuff. Right.
Yeah, I hear a lot of people like complaining about it, but I mean that's what you can do, right? That's what's out there.
Yeah, I mean there are some people. I think even Jim Gaffigan was doing this, but some people are doing these drive-in movie theaters. But I heard that people are like flashing their headlights
or honking to signify they're laughing.
Yeah, I think that's pretty lame, you know. You know what I mean? And, you know, high beams are blinding and, you know what I mean? Like,
sure. Yeah.
High beams is, I guess is a knee slapper, but I don't know, man. It's kind of, you know, that old saying, mother is, or necessity is the mother of invention, which if you look at my Wikipedia page, I think I also coined.
You absolutely did, Eddie. I'm looking at it right now.
You got to kind of roll with it. I've been thinking about just other kind of formats and other kind of ways to do comedy.
Have you ever thought about just getting a car with a sunroof and just drive around neighborhoods with a megaphone and just do comedy at people's houses?
I think that would be funny, like to have like an ice cream truck type thing.
Yeah.
Where, you know, you play It's a Small World After All, you know, right in front of people's houses, you know, that annoying ice cream truck music. And, you know, instead of the ice cream man, it's the comedy man. And it's just like, hey, folks, how you doing? Hey, like they just run to the truck and you're like, is it me or is QAnon a bit over the top? What do you think, folks? Like you immediately get into topics with them. What's up with chino pants?
Eddie, what's a chino pant?
I own a lot of chino pants.
Do you, Matt? What's a chino pant? With your,
they're just like the kind of like tight pants. I lost a lot of weight, like Sexy Dan here, I started wearing chinos.
Should I buy some chinos?
Yeah, you got to go out and buy some chinos, buddy. Change your life.
Oh, wow.
That's really the official. That's the way of showing the world that you've lost weight.
Once you've lost a lot of weight, you buy some chinos. Yep.
Well, guys, the special is it's called For the Masses. It's on Amazon Prime now. Eddie, you're doing a show on Instagram, live from the bunker. You're doing that a couple days a week?
Yeah, I do that Tuesday and Thursdays at 4 o'clock Pacific. And I've had a lot of really good comics on, and it's been fun. It's been fun. You know, just hanging out with other comics and shooting the shit, you know?
Yep. And that's Eddie Pep on Instagram. Follow him. I think they give you a notification when he's going live doing that. So
that's right.
Eddie, I love the special, man. I appreciate
your
time.
I got one quick thing for Eddie before we, before we jump off here. Eddie, I just found out that you voice, is it Trisha Lang on Rick and Morty? Is that true?
Oh, I did one episode of Rick and Morty, and I did like a couple of characters, and I don't remember who they were, but the residual checks have been terrific.
Really? So you have no idea what you did on Rick and Morty, but you love the paychecks.
Oh, yeah. Once you've been in show business for a while, that's kind of what it's about.
Thanks, Eddie.
Like, do you remember that episode?
No. I it says you voiced this chick that was on an episode, and I think it would be funny if that was really you that voiced her. But I can't imagine
I don't
that
know,
you did.
But I don't know, but it's going on my Wikipedia page.
It is. It is.
Yes, it is, Eddie.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Eddie.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
His Wikipedia page does say that he invented the phrase necessity is the mother of invention as a way of describing the ingenuity of comics.
And that's going to be cited.
What can you say? He's a hardworking man. He doesn't call a lot of attention to himself. That's why I respect him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, guys, if you haven't watched that special yet, it's so good.
I haven't, but I will.
Yeah, it's free on Prime. Watched it 3 times, Dan.
Well, while we're talking about editing, get your finger ready on the. So I didn't watch the whole thing, but I saw the clip.
Carol fucking Baskin.
Did I pick the right one?
You picked the right one. You picked the right one. I saw the clip of our girl.
Carol fucking Baskin
on the Dancing with the Stars, dancing to Eye of the Tiger.
Of course, right? Is there other Tiger songs that she could pick for next week, or is that the only one? Dan, can you think of any other Tiger songs? Is there any? Is Eye of the Tiger the only Tiger song?
I mean, there's Tiger Bomb by the President of the United States of America, but I don't know if that's like a Tiger song. That's really more of a metaphor.
Right.
Huh. Okay. Yeah, there. I don't think there are.
So is she going to do Eye of the Tiger again next week?
Well, I'm trying to think. Like, I was just thinking, did like Shere Khan have a song in Jungle Book or something?
No, I don't think so.
No, I don't. Is he the only one that didn't sing?
I guess.
It would be pretty great if they had her dance to like the Joe Exotic song
about
I saw it.
That would be
could
pretty
she
good.
Dance to the
here
lions,
kitty kitty
the that, lions that's about tigers and bears from
here,
the Wizard
kitty,
of Oz?
Here kitty kitty is about a tiger, kind of.
Oh yeah, man, that would be something. That song's about her murdering her husband and feeding him to tigers. Wouldn't that be great if she danced to that?
It would be.
You know, if she had a sense of humor about the whole murder thing.
Especially if she was just like acting out the murder to the song.
And her dance partner was dressed up like priest Joe Exotic.
Dan, pick of the week.
Dan, pick of the week, Dan. We did it.
Why do I have to go first?
Matt,
I went first with the Carole Baskin.
Oh yeah, that's true.
So Dancing with the Stars is your pick of the week?
Yeah, that was my pick of the week. Yep.
I'm gonna say my pick of the week is I talked about it on my show a bit, but there's a game for PlayStation 4 called Blasphemous that came out last year. The DLC for it came out a couple of weeks ago. I've been playing through it. It's a lot of fun.
Is that the one that looks like Castlevania?
Yeah. It's like it looks like a 16-bit game, and it's a shitload. I think they call them Metroidvania type games, but it's fun as shit. The whole game, the bad guy is religious guilt. It's fun as fuck. It's creepy as shit. There's a Spanish. It was originally written in Spanish, so you can switch the actual language to Spanish. So all the voice acting is in Spanish, and then read the subtitles, and it makes it even creepier. But it's fun as hell. I would encourage everybody to download it. It's cheap and it's fun.
It's on brand too.
Oh, and Mike, also my son. I don't know how, but on my iPod, he found an edit you did to the Dead City Radio song by Rob Zombie like years and years ago that I did a really tiny voiceover for, and then you put like some stuff about the Purge in front of it. And every time we get in my, like every day when I take him to school, we're listening to that song the whole time, and he loves it.
So you just have it. What did we use that? Do we use that for like a Strange Label anniversary show or something?
I can't remember. Because it's not even the whole song. It fades out, and it starts with, like, some, you know, like, alarms and shit.
I mean, Dan, I'll send you the whole song if you want.
He got so pissed off because he was on Alexa, and he was trying to play Dead City Radio, but it wasn't playing the one that had the stuff that you added to it. And he's like, why doesn't it? And I was trying to. It was like, it's Mike's podcast. And he's like, well, why? It's not playing it, though, when I talk to it. Like, he fucking hates Alexa. Like, yeah. He has the most contentious relationship with Alexa. She's like, she just won't play it.
Yeah, no, I get it. You know what? Alexa has been asking me for years now. She goes, hey, since I have you, I would like to learn your name. Who are you? And I'm like, fuck you. I'm not telling you my name. I mean, she knows it anyway.
I tell her everything.
Yeah, no, like she knows Lara's name. Lara's given in. But she asks me who I am all the time, and I tell her to go fuck herself.
She'll remind me of my own social security number.
Yeah. Sometimes, yeah. Hey, Alexa, what's?
I don't think my Alexa cares what my name is.
She asks me all the time. By the way, I'd like to learn your name. Would you? It's when I add stuff to the shopping list. She wants me and Laura to have separate shopping lists, and we don't. We go buy stuff for the household.
Right.
You know, that's actually true. I can't remember Alexa ever needing my name for anything.
Yeah.
She just wants to recognize your voice, so that if you make any requests or anything, like she'll go, "Oh, okay, this is like." So-and-so asking it. So maybe, like, if you had your individual Spotify account set up, like, if you said, hey, can you play my whatever playlist, it'll recognize your voice and then dial that in.
Yeah, we're all doomed.
No, dude, it just honestly accept it. Like, let's you know, let's get the Star Trek computer set up. You know, that's where we're headed.
Matt, pick of the week.
What the fuck, drunk? Why are you rushing along? You got somewhere to be, buddy?
No, I was conversating.
You know what I'd really like is for the Sheens to get those little nutrition cubes that the Jetsons have. And, like, we don't need to eat anymore. Just give us, like, what we need.
I don't think that's true. Don't you just, like, I fucking
You're talking
love,
about, like, the diet of the Borg? Just
like a bagel. Are you still vegan, Matt, or is that...
Oh, no, that's gone. That was over... last November.
Well, October, I didn't, because you look like you like did a lot more slimming down too. So I didn't know if you like went back to it or not. But
no, I just I've been, you know, just focusing on a lot of things.
By the way, Dan, Eddie Pepitone said he's vegan. He's not vegan.
No,
he didn't say it. Wikipedia said it.
He said, "Oh yeah, I'm vegan," and he's a liar. It's not
well, true. That was actually how he invented the term cornholing, if I remember correctly. He was right at a vegan event. And he, yeah. That's what it grew out of, eat corn and anal sex at the same time.
Guys, I'll say my pick of the week is Dot's Homestyle Pretzels. Dan, our friend P-Rock.
Good call.
He tweeted it out a while ago. He said,
"Those shits are good."
He said that we need to try Dot's Homestyle Pretzels.
Is this like a Costco thing or?
No, they have them at the Target.
It's a North Dakota thing. They're from North Dakota. Hey. Yeah, they've had them.
Velvin, North Dakota, drunk. He's not lying.
Learn something new every day.
New York City.
Have you had the Southwest ones?
I haven't.
No, I've only had the Homestyle.
Oh.
See, original Dan, they have a little zip to them.
They're good. They're great.
And I'll tell you what. There's a.
They're not keto. I'll tell you that right now.
At your local grocer, they have little cups of nacho cheese that you can buy in like a 4-pack, and you dip these Dot's Homestyle Pretzels in the little cup of nacho cheese. Oh,
yes,
so
I do.
So good, Dan. So good. I mean, the pretzels are good by themselves. They don't need the cheese, but if you really want to treat yourself, you get that nacho cheese.
Yeah.
And then,
I don't.
Yeah, guys.
I don't eat pretzels. They're not keto.
Get these Dot's Homestyle Pretzels and you'll be big fat futs like me and drunk again.
Yeah.
That's it. We did it.
So I'm sure if Travis was here, he'd say his pick of the week would be, I don't know, cheese curds.
Blue Moon ice cream.
What was that show, Matt, that you guys... had his pick of the week for the Skeleton Crew on Netflix?
Yes,
right?
Skeleton Crew season two.
Yeah.
No.
What drunk?
I don't know.
What's wrong, John?
Umbrella. It was something with an umbrella. Umbrella Academy.
Skeleton Crew.
Yeah.
Skeleton Crew season two.
Guys, listen to the Furnacast. It's on Strange Label on Thursday nights, right, Dan? Thursday nights?
Absolutely. Thursday nights. Every Thursday night. 6 o'clock standard time.
And we'll do it again about a week from now. Thanks to Eddie Pepitone. Thanks to Dan Furnacase. Goodbye.
Guns out, phones out.
Might be thinking. Judgment Day.
So I got just a little bit of a story from my, 3 weeks off.
Good, Drunk, now's the time to tell it.
Yeah, good timing, Drunk.
I was going to try to tell it during the show, but,
bunch of chatterboxes.
Bunch of chatterboxes. I know.
Tell the story, Drunk.
It's hard to nose yourself in there.
I hear you.
Wasn't there a point when you asked random... Drunk about his time off?
I did, Matt.
Yeah, and then
I specifically asked.
And then they instantly went to something else.
Oh, because we were on like the.
Oh no! You had to talk about how sexy that Dan
sheet.
Was.
Yeah,
the in the middle sheets. Of my mattress story. So thanks, buddy.
Sorry.
Anyway,
you're right. I'm a dick.
So, obviously, the whole state of Oregon is on fire, and that's where me and the lady are looking to go to. So. We eyeballing this like 7-acre plot of land. It overlooks this lake and it overlooks the ocean. And we're like, well, if the whole state of Oregon's on fire, maybe we might be able to get this plot of land for like half price. So she calls up the insurance agent, the real estate agent, and she literally answers the phone, "What?" No, not hi. This is so and so real estate. What? And we thought we had the wrong number. You're like, is this so-and-so? And they're like, yeah. All right, well, we're looking at this plot of land. And she's like, I can't evacuate my own house because I'm encircled by fire, and you're calling me about a plot of land. And we're just like, we're from Missouri. She's like, oh, well, okay. I guess you guys
Thank you
know.
For calling Bitch Cunt Real Estate.
Right. And, she grew up on the lake they were talking about, and after we kind of, coaxed her along, she opened up about the property and whatnot, but...
That drunk charm works every time.
Yeah, that's what it takes. That's what it takes. So hopefully we'll be, on our way to Oregon here shortly. So.
Oregon now?
Oregon.
So were you getting a good price? I mean, but did you talk numbers? Were you able to get a better price? Or?
Wait, a plot of land. Are you going to, build a home?
So the lady wants to build a, what they call a shipping crate home.
Oh, Christ.
So. Oh, boy.
It's like living in a dresser.
This is the greatest thing ever.
This installment of WFOB. Join us live every Tuesday night at 9/8 Central on strangelabel.com, and be sure to check out all the other great shows that station offers. You can download past episodes of our lengthy catalog or enjoy other premium content on our website found at wfodshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at WFODix. You can also follow Matt at the Lotus Cast, Travis at Produce Travis, or Drunk at Drunkard STL on the Twitters. You can email any of us, Mike, Travis, Matt, or Drunk at WFODshow.com. You can give us a call when we're live or when we're not. The number there is 636-487-HAND. Special thanks, as always, to our Patreon sponsors, Brian Kranz and Liquid Lozenge. If you'd like to be a Patreon sponsor, it's patreon.com/WFODix. We'll be back next week. Thanks again. Goodbye.
I want you to know it's over.
Well, bye.